he was cruising in his Popmobile, and he was looking down in distance at the edge of the town, and this guy running around trying to run away from the polar bear. And he was wearing, in Alaska, he's wearing short, and the t-shirt says to whatever with a bush. And he has a hat with it says, save the whale, pro-choice, on the back. And he is wearing that, but he is just very desperately trying to get away from the polar bear. Polar bear just pinning him down, whacking him side to side. And out of blue, there are about 10 Republican loggers, loggers. They were jumping out, lumberjacks, jumping out and coming to the rescue. First one shot him in the chest with a 44 Magnum, knocked him down. And the other two guys picked up this Democrat liberal, taking care of him. The other three jumped on the polar bear, started beating him up and killed him. And the Pope could not believe it. He said, you know, I thought American, there is a bitter hatred between the Republican and the Democrat environmentalist. And I believe that is completely untrue. And he left. And you have my blessing. And one lumberjack asked the other one, he said, what was it all about? Who is that guy? He said, oh, he's a Pope. He has a direct access to heaven, and he has all the wisdom. He said, second guy said, well, he might have a wisdom, but he doesn't know diddly squat about bear hunting. The third guy said, is our bait okay? Some people didn't get it. You'll start to laugh when you're about to fall asleep. Gary Holly got it. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Tonight's study is a counterfeits of Christianity. Counterfeits of Christianity. One of the most lucrative business is piracy. When I say piracy, and some of you are thinking that, okay, the guy with the one-eyed patched eyes and parrot on his shoulder and robbing another ship in the ocean and has a hook at the end of his arms. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Piracy I'm talking about is illegal copying and selling of DVD, CDs, and video games. The people who are in this business, they usually have an inside source. They steal the original master. Actually, what they do is they borrow for a few hours. They make one master, and from that they make a mass production. And they even copy the original artwork, and they make it look like an original DVD or CD or the video game. The thing is that let's say movie company, they spend millions of dollars, $100 million or the $80 million to produce a movie. They make DVDs. Now, these people, the bootleggers, they don't have to put out that kind of money. Probably they spend about $50,000-$60,000 buying the blank CDs and case and then some printed material for the artwork. That's all they have to do. And they have their own channels to distribute their bootlegged CDs and DVDs at the normal price. At normal price. So everything to them, very little investment and everything else is a profit. So it is no wonder many people want to get into this business because it's a millions, billions of dollars profit business. And especially, you might say that well, your copyright is protected in America, but not in Hong Kong, not in Asia, or outside America. That is not really enforced. So if you make copies and you sell it to a guy in Germany, who's going to make a big deal out of it? Nobody can. Because when it's an international border issue, pretty much American American law of copyright is nothing more than paper and ink. In spiritual realm, just like there's counterfeit, in spiritual realm there's a lot of counterfeit teachers and doctrines. We call them cults and cult leaders. Whenever and wherever there are works of God, there are works of Satan as well. And there are false teachers and false doctrines to confuse people, to steal their joy, and to rob their joy, and to steal their peace, and to kill their Christian testimony and witnesses. Jesus predicted this in Matthew chapter 24, long time ago. It's still happening, it will happen. At any given time, listen carefully please, at any given time there are 5,000 cults in America. At any given time there are 1,100 self-proclaimed messiahs in America. Since the devil could not destroy the Christianity with a persecution, frontal attack, what did he do? He used a proven tactic. If you cannot beat him, what do? You join him. So he slipped into the ranks of Christian realm, and he allowed his followers to mingle with other Christians. Satan is great imitator. Satan is a great imitator, and he has been hard at work ever since he deceived Eve in the garden. He has a false Christians, false gospel, even false righteousness, and one day he will present the world the false Christ, also known as Antichrist. Like I said before, do not care, do not spend time trying to figure out who the identity of Antichrist. If you have that time, find out more about Jesus Christ. Okay? Who he is not important. Get to know Jesus more. The nation Israel is constantly being led astray by the false prophet during the Old Testament time. Elijah had to confront the 850 Baal worshipers, Baal prophet. They are not, listen carefully please, they are not foreigners. They are Israeli people. But they worship Baal. And they promote the pagan religion. It was a Jewish false prophet who did the most damage. It was not the foreign army to destroy the country, the nation of Israel. That was the God's tool to destroy Israel. But the reason why they had to be destroyed is because there are so many false prophets and false religion, pagan religion within the nation of Israel. And they claim that they are speaking for the Jehovah God, but they were not. Both Jeremiah and Ezekiel exposed this counterfeit ministry. But the people followed the pseudo prophet just the same. Why? Because the religion of a false prophet was easy, comfortable, and popular. Note those two words, please. They are comfortable and they are popular. The fact is that the false prophet preached the false peace did not worry people. They said peace, peace, peace. Oh, the Babylon will not come to us. Assyria will not invade us. Egypt will not be far away from us because Jehovah God will protect us. Meanwhile, Ezekiel gave him warning. Jeremiah told him, it's coming, folks. Yet they did not listen. That was the message to the Israel people wanted to hear. They wanted to hear the peace is here. I'm sure you've seen the bumper sticker says, envision what? World peace. Can you really have world peace? As long as there is a Satan out there, as long as we have a selfish desire? Didn't James say it? That you covered other people's thing and you want, that's why there is a war. Here's the what the Lord says about the, those false prophets. Let's go to keep your finger here. Go to Jeremiah 23. Jesse? Where's Jeremiah? 23:32. It reads, "Behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them." Did you note that? On the line, mark it, highlight it, circle it. "Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord." Tonight we are going to study the false teachers, what they do, and what kind of future they are going to face. And next Thursday night, I'm giving you a preview, just announcement. Next Thursday night, we are going to study the emerging church a little more in depth. We watched the Pastor Charlie Campbell's presentation. It was good, wasn't it? And if you missed it, please pick up the copy from the bookstore. Emergent Church is very, very beneficial. Use something you should know about it. Now, this time we're going to compare a little more in depth with the Word of God. So let's have a word of prayer before we go into the study. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking you to teach us about this, the truth of these false prophets. We don't want to be associated with them. We don't want to know. We don't want to know their doctrines as ours. But we need to know about what they do. Obviously, that's the reason why you put this portion in the Bible. We're asking you to give us wisdom to understand and anointing for us to discern. We also pray for the election, the upcoming election in November. We're asking you to intervene. Let the people of God humble themselves and turn from our wicked ways and seek your face, that you may forgive us and heal our land. You have a mercy on this America, even though it turned her back from you over and over and over. We're asking you to extend your mercy and grace one last time before your wrath come upon us. We're asking you this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 1. I titled this, "False Teachers Among Us." No duh, right? We know that. "But there are also the false prophets among the people, even as there will be the false teachers among you, who will underline secretly, bring the destructive heresies," and also underline destructive heresies, "even denying the Lord who bought them," underline denying the Lord who bought them, "and bring on themselves a swift destruction," also underline swift destructions. That child has a good lung. All right, let's look at the first one. Is their message. False teachers bring the heresies to the people who do not know the Bible by their own choice. People don't know the Bible by their own choice. Do you know that? Yeah. You choose not to read. I choose not to read. I choose not to have a devotion or come up with any kind of excuse and so are you. I'm sure whenever you try to do the devotion and try to have a prayer time with God, things happen, right? That disruption happens. But when you do something else, nothing ever bothers you. All of a sudden, if you try to study and pray, what happens? Your body aches. You fall asleep. If you're like me, and then just there's a big drool here. Jack does the same thing. Jack does it during even the teaching time. Huh? Yeah, for now. Give a 15 minutes and he's out. See, people choose not to get into the Word because it's against the carnal nature. By our choice, we are ignorant in the Word of God. The word heresy is, it pronounced in Greek word is heresy, heresia, heresis, I'm sorry, the H-A-R-I is pronounced as E, heresis in Greek. It means to make a choice. In other words, the false teachers bring their false teaching, false doctrine to that is heresy for people to make a bad choice to follow them. See, false teachers are better known for what they deny than they affirm. Okay? They are better known for what they deny than they affirm. They deny the inspiration and inerrancy of God, the Word of God. And they deny the sinfulness of man. They deny the repentance from our sin. They say, oh, it's not necessary. You just say, I'm sorry, then that's the end of it. Really. They deny the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And they deny the salvation by the faith alone. And even the reality of the eternal judgment in hell. A lot of people flat out, a lot of cults says that there is no hell. Well, if there is no hell, well, go marry and be happy. Do whatever you want to do. All the carnal things that you don't miss out any all the carnal things that you can do, right? Because we see that there is a judgment, there is a wrath of God, we choose not to get into that thing. They especially deny the deity of Jesus Christ. Show me the one single cult that does not deny the deity of Jesus Christ. Because they know that if they can do away with his deity, they can destroy the entire doctrine of Christian truth. If he is not what he claimed to be, the Savior and Lord and God himself, there is no Christian faith. That's the reason why they try very hard to deny the deity of Jesus Christ. That's a common denominator, folks. It's an interesting portion that we must examine closely before we move forward. Denying the Lord who bought them. Denying the Lord who bought them. Go back to the verse 1, please. Way at the end. Close to the end. Even denying the Lord who bought them and bring on themselves a swift destruction. Okay. What does it mean, bought them? That means he paid them, paid for their sins, right? Two things that I need to bring into your attention. Did Jesus actually bought their sins, pay for their sins? Yes. He not only paid for their sins, my sins, your sins, everybody's sins. Every single human being in the mankind, he paid for their sins. Does it mean that they are the they are believers, they are the Christians? No. For the application, but our atonement is limited to those who, what? Believe in Jesus Christ. Unless you accept him with your own will, free will, the application is not met. So they have knowledge. They know about it. Good example. Like Mark Trudeau took the class. It's a religion class in Pima Community College. he got a C. Why? Because he's a religious professor didn't like what he said. He said what he says, what is supposed to be said. And they gave him C because according to them, he's too narrow-minded, too blunt. Well, I'm glad you got C. To you, it's metal. Folks, it is very important for us to understand any doctrine deny the deity of Jesus Christ is a cult. And they say, well, there is and you have to do something to earn your salvation, then that is a cult. Seventh-day Adventists, they're good people. And some people say that, well, they're Christian. They don't know they are not. Why? Because you have to earn your way. You have to do this, Saturday Sabbath, they have to follow, and they have to have dietary laws, and they have to do this, they have to do that, all this, do. But Jesus said, it's done, it is finished. Which part of it is finished, we don't understand. Obviously everything, right? Second thing I like to point to you is their method. Their method is that these false teachers would not throw out the truth right away. They would not throw the truth right away. They simply lay their false teaching alongside the truth and give the impression that they also believe the fundamentals of the Christian faith. Before long, they remove the false doctrine and leave the false doctrine in its place. What am I talking about? He's the truth. Oh, they come along and they say, okay, we have this too. It's very close, similar. They don't deny this. And a little bit later, they make it less and less and less and less and less here. And all of a sudden, you realize there's no truth. Only thing they have, only thing you have is a false doctrine. Some of you may not like what I'm going to say, but then again, I don't care. A seeker-sensitive church is a good example of that. Seeker-sensitive. Any of you never heard of seeker-sensitive church? Seeker-sensitive church, I'll give you the definition. They say, just come to church. God is love. God will forgive your sins. So people come. Once they come to church and they say that Jesus died for your sin, you say yes to God and you receive salvation, you go to heaven. Sounds good, right, so far? But they don't talk about sin anymore. Once the people come to the church, they don't talk about sin. They don't talk about repentance. And you need repentance to come to know Jesus Christ. They say Jesus is just good. How can you talk about heaven without talking about hell? That is a seeker-sensitive church. Joel Osteen is the great example. His father, John Osteen, if he knew what his son was doing, he would roll over in his grave. Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Texas is boasting 30,000 people attendance in one church setting. They purchased this gigantic gym, auditorium, and they're just using that place. Joel Osteen does not teach about repentance from the sin. Rather, he talks about self-esteem garbage to make them feel good. When they come, all that he talks about, just whatever happened in the past, that's not really your fault. Just move on. And has nothing to do with you. You just move on to the better situation. And yes, he claimed that he is a born-again Christian. He had received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But he said, same time, somebody asked him point-blank question, do you tell them they need to repent from their sins? You know what he said? He said, that's not my place to tell them. If that's not his place, tell them he's not a pastor. And he's not a teacher. He should not receive $1 million salary. When sickle sensitive church cannot find the things to entertain people, encourage people, soon they have to come up with something exciting for the next stage. So folks, this is the step. Sickle sensitive church and what? Emergent church. Sickle sensitive church, you have a truth, you have a something else. Emergent church don't have anything except their own doctrine. Emergent church people call themselves as evangelical. They are not. They are cult. Without an apology, I say that. Because they deny the deity of Jesus Christ. They deny the only way to get to heaven through Jesus Christ. Tell me that's not cult. Third thing about that is their future. Their future, false prophet, they are promised the swift destruction, even though they aren't judged fast enough for the many people's opinion, especially mine. No, I better not say it. Verse 2. What are you laughing at, Hamby? Yeah, he does. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. And many will follow, just read one more time, their destructive ways, because to whom the way of truth is blasphemed. Two things that we need to talk about. We cannot put the entire blame on the false teachers, because their destructive ways, because we see here in verse 2, any will follow their destructive ways. In other words, many people choose to, note that word please, choose to follow by their own free will. They choose to follow false teachers rather than being obedient to the Lord's calling. Remember what I said at the beginning. What's the reason the people of Israel followed the false prophet? Because their doctrine was what? Comfortable and popular. Same thing here. It's the same story, different lyrics. Go to the 2 Timothy chapter 4, please. Keep your finger there in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Isn't that nice to just find the books a whole lot more easy now because you know where it is? Huh? We've been memorizing this quite some time, bud. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound. They is a people, okay? People in general. They will not endure the sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, that they will heap up them for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. The fact is that the many follow the evil example of their conduct is a proof that the people would rather follow the false than the truth, true, and the essential than the spiritual. These false teachers are very successful in their ministries, and they have a growing statistics to report and crowd together to hear him. But the statistics is not a proof of authenticity. The broad way that leads to the destruction is filled with the people. If you compare the ratio, I cannot even fathom how many people go to heaven versus how many people go to hell. But the one thing I know is there are a whole lot more people go to hell than the people who go to heaven. I'm not saying that all the big churches are bad. There are many big churches right on the word, but there are many of them are off the line. They rather depend on the emotion. They rather depend on experience. They rather depend on their own doctrine rather than this book, the Bible. And money. How many of you guys know the Paula White? How many of you guys know Randy White, her husband? No. Randy White is a pastor of the mega church, and Paula White, his wife, is a TV evangelist. So I will say no more. It's a big enough that they have knocked down the wall to go in, for her to go in. What happened to their followers? For the most important thing is they bring disgrace to the name of God. It gives opportunity for the people to blaspheme the name of God. Why? Because of their ungodly life, filthy life. Titus 1:16, please. Titus 1:16. Titus 1:16. They profess to know God. Are you there yet? No? They profess to know God, but in words they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, disqualified for every good work. Let's read it again. They profess to know God, but in words they deny Him. Deny who? Jesus. Because they deny Jesus, being abominable, disobedient, disqualified for every good work. The bottom line is, folks, bottom line is that the majority of people would like to have the sense of security of religion. Isn't that true? People like to have a religion in their own term. But their own ways, so that they don't have to change their ungodly lifestyle. To make this happen, they have to redefine God's standard, the righteousness and grace. To them, grace is twisted to mean freedom to do as one pleases. I forgot whether it was last Sunday or week before. I believe it was week before last Sunday. Couple came to our church after the service. Hmm? No. Well, week before. Couple came to our church after the service. This woman mentioned that she wants to serve in the church. And I was thinking, okay, you came after the service and you want to serve in our church. That's an interesting way to approach the pastor. And then she said she is a community director of the big humongous church up in Washington State, and they are kind of snowbird. And she wants to serve in our church as the same kind of capacity. So I said, well, to serve in our church, you have to be here in our church for at least 3 months and read the Calvary Chapel distinctives. So you tell me about yourself. And then she's mentioned what she does and there, and that church pastor was leaving his position, and he offered a pastoral position to her. So I was thinking, dang, never going to happen in our church. And then she told me that as a final comment, she is also in charge of a ballroom dancing ministry. And I was thinking, yeah, this is not your church. It's the wrong church. Find something else. Yeah, I need to talk to you after the service. People, listen up. They replace the holiness of God with the compassion. They said the compassion. She mentioned about that they are concerned about their motto is compassion. Compassion will come along. Compassion will come along. Listen carefully, please. When you follow God's holiness. When you look at the Ten Commandments, when you look at the two most important commandments from Jesus Christ, did he say love the Lord, did he say love your neighbor as yourself first, and then when you have a time, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul? Did the Ten Commandments, first six commandments is about the relationship with the people, and the last four commandments is the relationship with God? No, the other way around. You take care of your relationship with God first. Rest of them will just fit in. You can have a compassion for your fellow human being when you take care of your relationship with God. You follow righteousness of God. When you follow the holiness of God, you get to have the right heart to take care of other people. Don't put the cart before the horse, folks. You know, compassion sounds nice. It sounds humane, but wrong way. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul, with all your body. Then love your neighbor as yourself. Not the other way around. It is no wonder why the people in America, people are preached to death. In American Christians, they are preached to death, but they are ignorant. Because teachers do not teach the Word of God. And you're wondering, why are you so hot on the cover? Let's move on to the verse 3. By covetousness, they will, underline, exploit you with deceptiveness, deceptive words, underline deceptive. For the long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. One common denominator is the sum of the TV evangelists who are false teachers is what they talk about most? Money. Thank you. So if you put together all the time they talk about money, I think you can reduce their air time to about one third or about half of their time. They put so much emphasis in the money. I've noticed every single one of them sure have a good-looking suit, good-looking dresses on. And they choose to be known, and guess what? They live in a nice house, drive nice cars. But they still beg for money. They promised that God would bless them, the people that who send the money to them tenfold, hundredfold. But and they even read the testimonial from somebody. In reality, majority of them are con artists. In Greek word, the word exploit is pleonexia. Pleonexia is a two word combined together. Pleo means more. Exia comes from the verb which means to have. In other words, it's a covetous desire for money, to have more. Lust for the other another person or unholy ambition for honor, prestige, or power. These are the motives behind the false teachers and their teachings. It is no wonder why the people laugh at the Christianity, because they see the TV evangelists the way they live. I don't want to be associated with them. You don't either, right? Here, Apostle Peter points out that the false teachers use deceptive words. The Greek word for the deceptive is a plasto, P-L-A-S-T-O, plastos, P-L-A-S-T-O-S. We get the English word what? Plastic. Very good. We get the word, have an English word, plastic. Plastic word. That means the word can be molded exactly the way they want. That means you can shape the way you want it. It's a deceptive word. Folks, religion can be a tremendous tool for exploiting weak people, ignoring people who are ignorant in the Bible. And these false teachers use religion just to get what they can. One of our family members, not my daughter, not my wife, our relative, she knows the word, but she's been deceived by these people. She thinks that everything they said is the truth, Bible truth, gospel truth. She doesn't even check the word, whatever the Bible verses they quote, in context. She just buys everything what they say. They are not a minister. They say, well, we are God's anointed. No, they are not God's anointed. They are con artists. True minister of Jesus Christ, they have nothing to hide. They are open books. What you see them outside, what you see them in their own home. They don't have a two different lifestyle. They should not. He doesn't flatter the rich or the minister only to make money. For these false teachers, they knew and understood the truth of God, but still denied the Lord. And I'm sure what I just said will remind you about another verse that they have a form of godliness, but deny its power. I don't want to be them when the time comes for Jesus to judge them. They will not stand in the presence of the other believers. They will stand in the presence of unbelievers in front of white throne judgment. They will be dealt harshly, more with a more strict code, because they are the one who led other people astray. I have three applications for you. Number one, refuse to blindly accept someone else's teaching just because others have been blessed by it. The testimonial says, well, this is what other people have been blessed by, so you should do it. Does God do everything in a cookie-cutter manner? One time he spit at the man's eyes, the blind's eyes, and can you imagine, you're blind and he cleared his throat. Ooh, what is he going to do with that thing? Did you guys have a dinner? And then another time he spit in the mud and then mixed it, put it on the eyes. Next time he said, let you have his eyesight. He doesn't do everything same. Don't try to put God in the box. He's too big to be in the box, and we don't have a big enough box to put him in. Besides that, we can't. No. Stop long enough to make a serious study comparing what is being taught with what the Scripture teaches. Second application, take a careful look at the life of the main spokesperson. Take a careful look at the life of the main spokesperson. Let me say this to you. I don't know much about Benny Hinn, but I've seen him acting up for the last 20 years. If the secular TV reporter followed him and has a proof that he spent the night in the hotel that cost him $3,000 per night, you have to wonder what kind of mindset that con artist has. And you're wondering, how can you say that to your brother? I don't consider him as a brother. He's a shyster, he's a con artist. The fruit of the Spirit is evident. do they have a fruit of spirit, humility, self-control, and love for others? Or do they have a prideful heart and greed and sensuality and dissension? You be the judge of that. And you say, well, I cannot judge. Yes, you can. Stop acting like that. Then you can judge. Just with the same measurement, you will be judged. Third application. Pay attention to the terms of the person use, how they define it. Is the salvation the same definition of salvation that has a Bible? Righteousness, same righteousness that God speaks? Or holiness, same kinds of holiness? Or Jesus, is the same Jesus? When the Jehovah's Witness or Mormon come to my door, then I usually tell them, your Jesus is not same Jesus as mine. My Jesus is God. Your Jesus is not. And I tell them, you are not a Christian. They look at me, how can you say that kind of thing? Easy. Do you want me to repeat it for you? Also listen to what is not being said. Seeker-sensitive church. It's not what they say is wrong. What they say is exactly right. What they're not saying is repentance from our sins. How can we have a heaven unless we repent first? Right? Let's stand up and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word. Let us be aware that the false prophet, false teachers. But let us be careful not to be one of them, because we can easily come up with our own doctrine to justify our own carnality and ungodliness. But let us look unto you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and let us serve you alone, no one else, including ourselves. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.